Hi, this is Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. This week's show is an encore presentation. We hope you enjoy the program. Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas Cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Limes are not a local food, but local lime is. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. Ben Brainerd, coupled with his partners, McGee, Beachboard, Hickambotham, yeah, all three of those guys, have created a fresh Mexican taco place that has killer margaritas, wonderful tacos, great salsa, and much more. It's out in the Promenade Shopping Center in West Little Rock, so you have to go all the way out Chenal, and you see the Grand Promenade Shopping Center, and at the very north end of that center is Local Lime. So I went out to talk to Ben about Local Lime. Here we go.
Owner-operator is probably the most accurate.
Owner-operator. Yeah. So I'm with owner-operator Ben Brainerd, and we're at Local Lime. And, you know, if you haven't been out west and been to Local Lime, it's quite different as far as a Mexican restaurant goes. And so, Ben, tell us a little bit about the Local Lime concept.
When Scott and John and I were first...
And that's Scott McGee.
Scott McGee and John Beachboard, two of my mentors and very close friends. When we were traveling, and we went to this really cool restaurant in Texas, in Dallas, called Urban Taco. And we went in there literally for lunch, and... What started as lunch became a four-hour experience. Really, we had a margarita and ordered some lunch, and literally over the course of the next three and a half, four hours, we were just really, really taken aback by how neat and how niche this idea was. You know, something as simple as tacos. And tequila, but really artfully and tactfully put together, and simple but real distinct flavors. We knew that was the next thing we wanted to do, and it developed from that point forward.
And so along comes, and this was after Big Orange, which is one of Scott and
John,
John's
and Heron Hickambotham.
Restaurants in the Promenade out in West Little Rock.
Exactly.
So the Big Orange opened, and then you all came back, and it, like right down the street from that, a block away, if you want to call it that, in this shopping center.
We enjoyed a great deal of success almost immediately. Well, immediately with Big Orange. I think there was a really great response to in an area where there was kind of a lot of franchise and corporate restaurants, national chains. I think that we struck a really nice chord with the community as far as a local group doing something maybe a little, you know, upscale, but you know,
kind of a gourmet burger.
Exactly. And a national feel, you know, aesthetically, and there's parking here, which is really
nice.
Attractive. So and with the response that we had, we knew that there were, in this immediate vicinity, there were some other needs, things that we could potentially provide to this community that they would respond well to, and they certainly have.
Well, and so we're sitting here at the bar at Local Lime, and it's in the very center of the restaurant. And I know the bar was a big focal point.
Absolutely, yes, yes, it was. This is the first restaurant that we've done that had a real that our business plan didn't center around, but was focused greatly on a liquor concept. We had never taken out this kind of footprint and dedicated it to bar sales. In our previous adventures, we had given all of our space to dining,
and
absolutely right. And so there was a little bit of apprehension initially to dedicate this kind of real estate to a bar, because we had never done it before.
Well, and when you walk into Local Lime, at the front door, you can see the whole restaurant. You can see down one side. You can see the, you know, I'm going to call it a faux patio, because it's really not a patio. It's indoors, but it looks like a patio out there. And you see the bar. It's all right here.
There are times that I wish there were there was a party room and a few spaces that we could certainly fill with people, maybe cut down on some of these weights, but you know, that's another story. When Amber Brewer, the designer of this restaurant, when she looked at this space, she had a vision, and it was wide open, but each area, each aspect of this place where people can sit has its own identity, and there really are three different perspectives. There are three different experiences that you can have depending on where you're sitting in the restaurant, and for such a relatively small space, it's a neat thing.
Yeah, and so Local Lime has this I call it a faux patio, but it's places out in the front that you can open up the screens if you want. It can be more of a patio feel during the spring.
Absolutely, it's called a karate.
Karate,
Corradi. It's an Italian company, and what you see is exactly it is all Italian wood. And Italian designers. Their main warehouse is actually in Dallas. Which one of the trips down to visit those restaurants, we went and looked at this warehouse. Absolutely right, and they were nice enough to let us visit their facilities, and we knew that with the limited inside space of this restaurant and the potential volume that we certainly didn't so much anticipate but eagerly wanted, we needed to have some more real estate, and we also wanted an outside element just because of the bar. Everybody likes to drink a margarita, especially outside. So it is fully openable. The sides and the roof are all retractable, so it is 100% open air, obviously weather permitting. So yeah.
Well, and then you've got this kind of quiet down on the side of this bar. It's a little bit more quiet.
Absolutely right. The booths are large. They can fit comfortably six and eight, even eight people if they're not my size. And it's certainly a more intimate feel.
Right.
We put the Amber had the high backs put in, so to give you some barriers from the sound, and truly, we had people sit back there for 2-3 hours and really just have a really quiet, intimate evening in an otherwise pretty occasionally loud, busy restaurant. So it's another element that Amber created, and we're real lucky.
And then you have the open seating, really, which, you know, is in front of the Expediter station at Local Line, and you know it's wide open. You can see the bar, you can see the food coming out, you can see the kitchen.
You can absolutely, you know, you can get right up in the mix with us if need be. There's a lot of benefits to that. We love the accountability that we have, that people can actually see where the food is coming. You know, we don't need that accountability, but we like to show people, to let people understand. We take a great deal of pride in our cleanliness and in our organization. So that's a motivating factor that everybody's sitting there looking at you.
Well, and I have sat at this very bar, and on a busy night, this bar is cranking out tequila.
Absolutely.
They're cranking out margaritas. They're cranking out a lot of, you know, beverages, and you've got fresh fruit, and they're squeezing fruit, and they're using real limes. And I was here at a very busy night. One of the things I was really impressed by was that right in the middle of it all, a glass broke into the ice. And before you could even go, oh my gosh, there was glass in the ice, you saw this big napkin go over the ice. You saw like five you know, five steps, and they that whole ice bucket was cleaned out and restocked in less than 10 minutes. I have
the utmost respect for my staff. They are the consummate professionals. My expectations aside, the expectations that they have of themselves and the pride that they have in their work, it didn't require anybody to tell them what to do. They have such a pride in what they do and the craft that they do. That's just part of it.
It's just
as natural as breathing. Yeah. You know, we all take a great deal of pride in that.
Yeah,
so
it's
thank
really
you for
amazing.
The.
And you know, the other thing is that, you know, you see them crank out drinks, and I've had some of these drinks, and we're talking really fine cocktails.
They are craft cocktails. So the bartenders at Local Lime are chefs. I mean, they are trained. They are experts, and their attention to detail is perfect. It's perfect.
It is. And, you know, the other thing that I really like about Local Lime is that it does sit in the middle of the Promenade Shopping Center in West Little Rock. And you all have really embraced social media, social, you know, networking, and including your seating and how you come in. And talk a little bit about using, you know,
Absolutely.
People's cell phones as far as getting a seat.
The second you don't utilize the fact that everybody has a cell phone nowadays is the second you're going to get run over by it, or you're going to pay a lot of money. The system that we use is called No Wait. Basically, when you are unfortunately, a lot of times when you walk in, there's going to be a wait for a table. Instead of giving you the little glowy vibrating box,
it looks like a coaster.
Absolutely. We thought it would be nice and actually less expensive to utilize something that everyone already has anyways, and that's a cell phone. So all we do is we plug in to our iPad your name, the amount of people that you have, and we quote you a time, and put your phone number in, and as soon as your table's ready, which is usually a little less than the time that we quote, we send you a text message saying your table is ready, and so that allows a lot of freedom on the customers, because they can walk around and shop depending on the time allotted, and obviously we give you a little bit of time on after we shoot you the message before we're going to give your table away.
How has that worked?
It has worked marvelously. Unfortunately, there are always sometimes people don't want to wait 2.5 hours, and I completely understand. And so a lot of times we'll get a text back saying, thank you for the text, but we've had dinner elsewhere.
Big Orange having a burger.
But hey, in a perfect world, yes. Keep it in the family. But for the most part, people have really responded well, and because not a lot of people have taken advantage of this website yet, and I think
you're not wasting their time, you know?
and that is the worst thing you can do. The only thing that we can do, we can be thankful for the business that we have. We can be thankful that some people are willing to wait. And we can be forthright and not wanting to waste your time. That's all we can do. We put an immense amount of pressure on our kitchen. Once we get you seated, I do not make you wait. I'm not going to make you wait 2 hours outside and then make you wait an hour for your food. That's not how our kitchen is set up in such a way where once you're sat, we're going to take care of you. We're going to get food in front of you very quickly. You're never going to be rushed. Not here. We are so thankful that people are willing to wait. We want you to come in. We want to feed you quick. We want you to have a really good time. We're getting better every day at that. We're not perfect. We strive to be.
Well, so tell me your background. Are you a chef?
Well, I have trained under Scott McGee for 10 years, I was lucky enough to be his sous chef at Boulevard Bread Company I was the executive chef at Valentine's Restaurant, which he designed the menu. And then I was the sous chef at Zaza for 4 years. So I never went to school, but I learned how to cook in the kitchen, and I'd like to think I've gathered
10 years, that's pretty good.
I can find my way around the kitchen.
Can we go in this kitchen?
Of course, ma'am.
Okay,
yes.
That's good. So we're gonna go, and like I said, we're at the bar. We're gonna come back to the bar and talk to Lee.
Yes.
Lee Edwards, who's your bar guy.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I do love that you're not only is your expediting station and your finishing station wide open, but, like, you know, here's boxes of avocados. And
we go through a great deal of avocados. This is going to get us through halfway through Friday.
Then we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is
five,
a dozen,
six.
14, yeah. 14 cases. We'll have another 28 for the weekend.
Wow.
We go through a lot.
Because you make them fresh.
We pride ourselves in using fresh avocados, fresh limes, and anything that we can get a hold of fresh, local, we absolutely
and obviously
do.
We don't have fresh avocados in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly.
Ship
right.
those in.
This is our pantries area. This is where all of these salsas, enchiladas, nachos, soup,
guacamole, as we see right here.
Guacamole, salads, all finishing. Happens right here. So there's going to be an expo at this window during the busy time.
Beautiful.
Thank you. And so this the expo will receive the plates coming from the taco area, which we'll go visit in a moment, and we'll put them together with all coordinating plates on the ticket. And then we have these lamps here to keep them warm in the very short amount of time that they're going to be given to a server and taken out to tables.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is... I mean, I've never waited here. I mean, once I did sit down, I've eaten. My cheese dip was here quickly.
We don't like to make you wait.
So here we go in the back.
So this is our dish area.
And they are making some tortillas.
Absolutely right. This is where we fry all the chips. And he is blanching the fresh corn tortillas to roll enchiladas.
Oh, great!
So those are going to become tonight's enchiladas right there. This is fresh fish frying. This is our flat top, which is all chicken. All beef is cooked here on the grill. And this is the make table for tacos. Tortilla, warming, meats added, finish whatever the accoutrements are on whatever particular taco. And then over here are the sides.
Wow.
Black beans, drunken beans.
Oh, yum.
Cilantro lime rice. And then
so
the
you make,
area.
Wow, it's compact.
It used to be just this space. Then
you expanded. Oops,
we
Jesus.
We expanded.
So wow, did you really? I mean, since you've been open, you've expanded?
This part we actually built out before we opened. This we opened while we were open.
Wow.
That's Autumn. She does all of our desserts, and she's the real maestro.
Hey, Autumn. Here. Yeah, you do the tres leches and all the many.
We all work for her, really. And then our walk-in cooler.
Well, tell me a little bit about your, because I know you've got very specific salsa recipes, so can we go look at those again?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know those are all pretty specific. I've got the wrong kind of shoes on in here.
Yes.
You have to have those nice black, you know.
Salsas are actually up
oh,
here.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. All right. So on a night that you guys are rocking and rolling, local lime, I mean, that is it's not a huge kitchen.
No, you get skinny real quick. or you get run over.
We're putting out new sauces right now, right?
Absolutely. We have six sauces in house, all of which are made day of. This front one is the house tomato. It is
more of a traditional kind of a
we took a lot of pride in making sure that it wasn't your typical salsa. I mean, it is the most familiar to.
Well, it's nice and chunky. It's got some really nice,
absolutely right,
fresh ingredients in it.
This front green one is our verde tomatillo. It's one of my two favorites. That is all raw ingredients. It's raw tomatillos, lime juice, cilantro, raw onion,
wow,
raw garlic.
So if you're into raw food, that's your dip.
It is. It's very zesty, very clean tasting.
Yeah.
Right behind the house tomato is the zucchini and pumpkin seed,
which is really bizarre, far and away
our most popular one.
How did you come out with zucchini and pumpkin seed?
Remember that?
You know, it looks really creamy. It looks like it is.
There's a small amount of sour cream in it,
yeah.
But it also has roasted zucchini in it, which, when it's blended, becomes a very creamy consistency. So most of that texture actually comes from the zucchini. Absolutely. Where that came from, remember that restaurant I said, Urban Taco in Dallas?
We won't tell them.
Yeah, we spent a lot of that time tasting. They had a zucchini and pumpkin seed salsa. We sat there and tasted it time and time again, and we played around with it for a month. Until we got our rendition of it.
Okay.
We didn't pay copyright on it, but it's still wildly different. Next to it is the mango papaya, which is real bright. It has a nice sweet element.
I love the mango papaya.
Everybody loves that. Yeah, then we have two warm sauces over in the warm well, and that's the chipotle and the trace chilies, which we also wanted to have a couple of warm salsa options, just because not a lot of places do it.
Yeah.
and we all love.
In fact, I only know one other place in Newark that does that.
Hacienda has and theirs is wonderful.
Yeah, and so you know, I do think that that's totally different.
It is.
You don't expect it, and it's warm. It's spicy.
When you know we spend a lot of money on our salsas, on the labor it takes to make them. There's no preservatives, so obviously it's not something that's going to keep for long. So when we knew, without discussing it, that we were going to ultimately have to tell Little Rock that we were going to charge them for salsa, and we knew there was going to be a few people who would raise an eyebrow. What you don't get this salsa for free, not anywhere.
Well, the other thing I like is that you all make your own chips.
Absolutely,
you
right.
You don't have a chip that has it's been traveling around the country for a while.
No, you're not gonna have our chips anywhere else in the world.
Fresh chips and the other thing is that I also love your cheese dip. It's really good.
The cheese dip has been an adventure since day one, because you know Little Rock is a cheese dip town. Arkansas is a cheese dip state.
Yeah.
And we knew where we wanted the salsas to be the focus of the dip, salsa and guacamole. We knew that inevitably we would have to have a kick-ass cheese dip. And
you think you got it?
You know,
I think it's great.
It is really good. It's not perfect. And it's something that I'm continuously working on.
Really?
The real problem is that people have such a different idea of what they want in cheese dip, and I think that I should probably take a step back and say you're not ever going to make everybody happy. But I still have a little words to do on the cheese.
I will be honest with you. The other thing I really like about local lime is I love being served in small dishes. So even your salsa comes out in three small dishes. You know, you can get a little trio.
Well, thank you. I
love having my little, you know, rice in a dish, and my black beans are in a dish, and I really do like the whole concept of compartmentalizing.
My wife hates her food touching. She can't stand it.
Oh, she loves it, doesn't
she? And so I maybe in my mind I was actually honoring her a little bit by doing that.
I don't like my food touching, but there's something nice about the proportions.
There's something really neat. There's something really, really aesthetically pleasing. I mean, Amber created this beautiful restaurant for me. I think it'd be kind of disrespectful for her to get all willy nilly with how I present the food.
I love the long platters for tacos, and I like the, you know, and when you look at it, somebody said, well, that doesn't look like very much, but once you start eating it, the flavors are big.
If the ingredients
are fresh.
Anybody who eats here, if you are still hungry after you, then you let me know, and I'm never going to send you home hungry. I will make you tacos for days before I send you home hungry.
And I think for our culture, you know, we're so used to big plates of everything.
Yes.
It seems reasonable to me. And it seemed, like I said, the ingredients at Local Lime are fresh. The ingredients are quality at Local Lime. And so when I ate here, I was like, this makes sense to me.
Everybody knows we're in a crisis in this country with what we're eating, with what we're feeding one another, with but it comes down to portion control. I've been fighting weight for 20 years. The main thing that I needed to get control of is my portions. We want all of our restaurants from this point forward to have a real healthful element. We want you to be able to come and have an indulgent meal if you want, but I think the focus of America, what people are really wanting is a healthful, delicious experience, and to provide that, that's a business plan that's going to work.
Yeah.
And where you start, you smaller portions, big flavors, make people really happy with the fewer bites that they take.
I agree with that. And you know, they say that people that have big flavor in their food don't eat as much.
Absolutely right. You're not taking a bite and searching for something.
Right.
You're taking a bite and you're getting something.
Wow, that's great.
Yep. Absolutely.
You can have another margarita. I love that.
I absolutely right. Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much, Ben. Local Lime, and you guys are open every day of the week.
We close 5 days a year, so we're here.
Not many.
No, I pay rent every day, so I need to be open every day.
Ben Brainerd here at Local Lime out in the Promenade out in West Little Rock. Thank you so much.
No, the pleasure is entirely mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Local Lime on Facebook, or you can go to my website, arkansascooks.com. If you're interested in writing me, you can do that as well at mary@arkansascooks.com. The stuff I get is always fantastic. Well, there's some great new things coming up at Arkansas Cooks. You're going to really want to watch the Facebook page and listen to the show in the coming weeks, because we got some fresh new voices. I cannot wait. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Ben Brainerd. And next week, we talk to Lee Edwards about the ultimate frozen margarita. Also, thanks for the tremendous help that I get from Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas Cooks, life is way too short to eat bad food. So only eat good food and eat it with great people. People that you love, it'll taste so much better.